You're listening to The Hardline with Mike Reiner, Greg Williams, and Friendly Cobra on Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
We will be in crazy Fort Worth this Friday. We will be at Best Buy at 820 and Quebec.
Found out where that was. It's over by the Jacksboro Highway, that area, 199. You know where Jacksboro Highway is, don't you? That's where that is.
No, but I guess I'm going to find out, huh? Mm-hmm.
Very easy to get to. Just stay on 820.
All right. So,
kind of
near
Lake Worth and Saginaw, Blue Mound area.
All right, that's where we're going to be Friday. Now, Channel 8 is doing something very interesting, I think, this week. And we're probably going to need some assistance from someone to punch up the Channel 8 website.
Shouldn't you be prepared with this segment since you requested it?
Well, I kind of am.
Okay.
I kind of am, a little bit.
God. Half-ass.
Well, Danny's going to do it.
Well, yeah.
DallasNews.com.
No, not that's not that's the morning news. That's not Channel 8.
It's same thing, same company. We'll direct you over there.
Snake.
Shut up, Corby.
Well, they're having people log on to their website and vote for the worst, or I guess the most sensational, or biggest, or bestest, or beefiest, or bawdiest weather event in the history of our fair burg. And they're ranking them themselves, and they're giving us five to choose from. And the five are the 1957 tornado that hit Dallas.
That?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do remember that.
Where did it hit?
It hit Oak Cliff. It hit Oak Cliff and wound its way down. It hit Oak Cliff and then headed for West Dallas. And when it got about to Singleton Boulevard, it started heading in toward town. And then when it headed toward town, it turned north and kind of went up the path which we know today as the tollway.
Really?
And then by the time it got to Bachman Lake, it dissipated.
Number five.
Did it,
Bachman Lake.
Hmm.
Something else
close to your house?
There.
Close to your house where you lived at the time? I mean, did you have to go to the cellar or anything?
No, I didn't have to go to the storm cellar or anything.
Watery, farting, diarrhea.
Ah, Bachman Lake.
Anyway, that's one. Another is the ice storm of 78.
Oh,
that's what the Cotton Bowl was played in, right?
Right.
The Joe Montana game.
Right, the New Year's Eve ice storm of 78 and 79.
That paralyzed this place for about 4 days.
That was awesome.
And then there was another one in 83.
I don't remember that one. I remember the one in 79 or 78 or whatever.
What?
Nothing. I just hate the fact you have to be a freaking member to read an online newspaper.
Yeah?
That drives me bananas.
And then you have the Lancaster tornadoes of 94, the Mayfest hailstorm of 95, I think.
In Fort Worth. And when the hail was coming down as big as softballs.
And then the
tornado a couple years ago.
Yeah, the tornado, when was that, 02?
No, 01. Maybe 02, yeah.
Or 2000, somewhere around there?
Yeah, something like that.
That's the one that knocked out the windows in that big, tall building and stuff.
Oh, destroyed
right?
The building, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the Bank One Tower?
Yeah. Where you and I were.
Yeah.
We were at a Bennigan's in Mesquite.
In Mesquite, yes.
And I didn't know where to go because the thing was headed right toward Arlington. As a matter of fact, it tore a lot of Arlington up.
Oh, yeah.
It came up here, didn't it?
Well, it was coming up 30, and my parents called from Arlington and said, look, take cover. And so for the first time in my life, I got in the tub. Nude.
Totally?
Oh, yeah.
I've never done that.
You've never gotten in the tub?
No, but when I was a kid, if it rained and I was at my grandparents' house, right to the cellar.
All right, now I know that you were not around for the 57 tornado.
You were.
Yeah, I was.
Were you scared?
No, I mean, I didn't realize what was going on until after it was over, and I was pretty much out of harm's way. But out of those events,
Mike,
which one do you remember the best, and which one do you think was the worst?
I think the 78 ice storm was, because that thing was, don't you remember how it just paralyzed? It shut down everything for like days.
Well, it was like, what, the 29th or 28th?
Yeah.
And then it rolled over into the new year.
Oh, it totally destroyed New Year's Eve for everybody, because nobody went out.
Yeah, it came down on New Year's Eve.
And man, I was ready to go out that night and
tear it up.
Well, you couldn't. You couldn't even get out of your driveway.
All right, which one would you vote for, Cobra, out of those five
Man,
things?
I would say the tornado, the most recent one.
In 2000?
Yeah, that was a badass tornado.
There were two of them.
Three of them.
Well, it's just
it
weird.
It says two.
It's just weird when the tornado hits a downtown area.
So one made a direct hit on downtown Fort Worth, and the other blew through a residential section of South Arlington.
Who are you going to believe?
Third tornado wasn't. I'm going to believe the weather, man, not you.
Hammer.
Although I do remember the ice storm, and the reason I remember that is because my parents would always have a party on New Year's Day to watch bowl games, which always culminated in the Orange Bowl, so we'd have a big Oklahoma party normally. And that day, only the neighborhood people braved it and came over instead of like our friends from all over.
And it was probably tough for them to get
to
your house.
walk down the street. But it was cool for the kids everywhere, because our whole neighborhood was iced over. And I mean, that was, we got the sleigh out and went to town. That was paradise for a kid, and dangerous too. Our canal froze over.
Did you get out there and play a little pond hockey?
And my mom was so freaked out.
You want to fall through it?
Oh, yeah. But it was frozen, I mean, thick. Probably 6 inches thick, that canal, which is,
because it didn't get above like 25 degrees for a week.
Mm.
That was horrible. And then, and all the power lines that went down, it was awful. I'll never forget that.
Would you boys care to register a vote?
The only one I really remember is 2000.
No, okay.
Yeah, I'd say 2000, the tornado. It was funny to be working over at KRLD and watching them freak out.
Oh, you were over there?
Yeah, Brad Barton was having an aneurysm.
See, we turned it on.
I was not aware of your KRLD background.
Yeah, that's where I came from here.
Mm.
See, KRLD, we tried to turn that on in our house because obviously your satellite dish went out immediately. And so we tried to turn the radio on. Well, our radio went out, and, we lost all power. And so we were just sitting there like, okay, here it comes, But KRLD was, that's what they're there for, And I'm sure it was just chaos over there.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they flip out when there's any kind of weather event. Anyway. But you know what? I like that about them.
You know what? I'm going to
Brad Barton, because, you can almost hear the glee in his voice.
He gets excited, nervous, happy, excited.
Don't think for a second that Troy Dungan and Brad Barton and name their weatherman.
Christine Kahanek.
The Black Frankenstein
Susie
on WB.
David Finfrock.
Yeah, David Finfrock.
Who?
Long
Black
Basin.
Frankenstein?
The guy with the kooky eye on the WB.
Oh.
Does Troy's bow tie spin around when the
They get excited and happy because when there's foul weather.
Yeah, because they have the power to break into any show that's going on.
Yeah.
Troy can break in and
that's how they validate their existence.
And don't underrate that 94 tornado in Lancaster.
I don't remember that.
That thing was bad. Remember the destruction that thing left?
Yeah.
It basically tore up Lancaster and DeSoto.
Where's Lancaster?
South Dallas. Very south.
That's why you didn't hear anything about it.
Out there 20.
If it would have hit anywhere else,
yeah,
it
would
have been big news. Out there, the media's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
which is wrong.
They didn't care about that. But don't underestimate the 1995 storm either. I remember watching that thing roll in, and boy, that was big and bad. And I had to get
which
direct.
Which one was that? When was the May Festival?
The hail storm?
I was at the Brooks and Dunn concert that night.
Mark that.
Insert all the jokes and bring out the General Lee and everything.
Right.
And it flooded the whole... The whole city was flooded. And everywhere you would go, it was like big-time water flooded. And I had no idea how to get home from there. None.
From Starplex?
Yeah.
You didn't know how to get home to Arlington?
Let's put it this way. You had to go the back way.
Oh, because the weather or because you just didn't understand the route to take?
Well, both, because you couldn't go anyway. So I called Reiner, and Reiner kept me on the phone for about an hour, just telling me where to go. Because you had to go through sunny South Dallas and Park area.
I think he wound up out on Syene Road.
I did.
Had him headed toward Pleasant Grove because that road's closed and
that's
stuff.
That's the only way you could go, yes.
What were you calling from, your Gordon Gekko's 8-foot phone that you know, the cell phones weren't that prevalent back then.
I had a cell phone then. It was 95.
Okay.
Was it hailing cans of Skull at the Brooks and Dunn concert?
It was. They called the concert off.
Well, that's disappointing.
That's not dedication.
That was the one where they had, don't you remember, Ron's, where they had the parking lot that, like, the water got so high that it swept cars away in the parking lot at Fair Park. That was a bad one. It just destroyed a bunch of car lots.
Well, out of all those, give me the ice storm,
Oh,
too.
No kidding, man.
I mean, all this other stuff, you know, it's bad, but, hey, from time to time around here, tornadoes happen. From time to time, big hailstorms happen and big-ass rainstorms happen and, you know, all that stuff is, you know, we've seen that before.
But then usually, a day later, it's business to normal, unless you're in the area. But this right here, it Dallas, Fort Worth, and all the outlying areas for a week was like you couldn't maneuver it. You couldn't do anything. They'd shut everything down.
I mean, it was really creepy. Because I lived like about a block away from where a power outage started. A big power outage all around the intersection of Gaston and Abrams, you know?
Yeah.
Like I lived about a block away from that. I had power.
But did you have heat back then?
Yeah, I had power, I had heat, but
because in
I was
80,
gonna, you know, I thought I'd get out that morning and go up there and, you know, I thought I could make it to a 7-Eleven and get a paper and everything and come to find out, 7-Eleven was not open, buddy, and neither was anything else. And all the traffic lights were off, and, I mean, it was like a ghost town. It was like a ghost town with icicles hanging off of everything.
And not snow, ice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there wasn't any snow at all.
No, this was not about snow. But oddly enough, in the infinite wisdom of Channel 8, and I guess of their viewers, too, the ice storm got rated below all those other things.
Really?
Yeah.
That was fifth?
Yeah.
What was number one?
I don't know. They haven't done it yet. Oh. They haven't gotten there yet.
Golly, boy. I can remember
so
that.
So far, you've had the ice storm and the 57 tornado.
Boy. That ice storm, that's in recent memory, and it was awful. I mean, there hadn't been anything like it since.
No.
I mean, there was a pretty bad one in 83.
Now, nothing like this.
But nothing
though.
Like this. I've never seen anything like that since.
All right, entertainment news is on the way.
Time Magazine's ultimate give up on their Person of the Year and other stuff.